back up for 30 seconds. You might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Happy Thursday night to you. What's going on? It's your boy, Chef Plum, live here on Plum Love Foods Live on a Thursday. Got a great show lined up for you guys tonight. We're going to talk a little awards, because, of course, the James Beard Awards just came out. And, of course, our guest tonight, Truffle in NYC. It's going to be all about the mushrooms, man. Some of the favorite little pieces of gold, little pockets of happiness. That's what we're talking about all night tonight with some really, really cool people. Looking forward to that. And, of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't introduce the man, the myth, the legend himself. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one, the only, Forking Chef, a.k.a. Jeffy. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
That's my big intro. How was that?
I love it. It was great. I feel awesome. I'm invigorated. I'm ready to go. Ready to talk truffles. Ready to talk umami.
It's all about truffles. And, hey, I like how you said umami, man. Good call with that. That's definitely the truffles are definitely umami, right?
Well, you know, Plum, I'm... Oh.
Wait, who is this? What's this guy's name I'm talking to right now? Does he have a name?
No, it's just me. It was just, you know. Oh,
I thought you were inventing a character. I was about to go with it.
I couldn't go with it. Not
why
long
not?
Enough.
You were so noncommittal there. I loved it. I was so interested. I was like, oh, this is gonna be great. Jeffy's doing a character. Here we go. And you fucking died on me. What happened?
Because I didn't actually have a thought. I just did the funny voice for a second.
Oh well. Questionably funny. Jury's still out. Nice try. Well, listen, a lot of fun talking to Truffle in. That should be a lot of fun. Cornelius and Liv are going to be on with us here shortly. But, Jeff, we got to talk a little bit about, of course, the James Beard Awards just came out. And I got to shout out my buddy, Chef Tyler Anderson, best chef in the Northeast. He just came out and got nominated, too. So that's pretty cool to see his name up there. But, dude, when it comes to these awards, honestly, I mean, what do you think about them when you see them and you hear, like, the people who are nominated? I mean, I'm looking here. You got, Eater, and it's showing us all the people, outstanding pastry chef. It's pretty amazing when you see this stuff. I mean, awards to me, listen, they're a lot of fun when you get nominated and you're a part of them. But if you're not, I mean, do we care?
I mean, it's really hard to say. You go through this list and they're just, I mean, they're such heavy hitters. And yeah. Every restaurant is great, and they're great for a
Dude,
reason.
Fig, so, outstanding restaurant, Fig in Charleston. It's a fantastic place. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that it's like they're all on this list for a reason. And, I definitely sometimes, you always wish that some people that you really love, get noticed, and sometimes you don't, and maybe you don't understand. I don't really understand how it works, but, I mean, I can't deny that I'm not, like, super happy that all the people who got nominated did and stuff. I mean, it's like, congratulations to all of them. It's really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, totally. No doubt about it. Congratulations to those guys. But I really wonder about when I see these things? And, I've been fortunate enough to work with some people from the Beard House at an event in New Orleans. I sat right next to the person who decides who does the, James Beard dinners and whatnot. And literally, brother, it's all about PR. It's all about your PR team to get recognized for these things. I mean, which I think is... Listen, you got to be a great restaurant, right? You have to be a great restaurant.
Yeah.
But there's thousands of great restaurants. There's great restaurants that probably would never even be seen.
My chef, he did, I think, five or six dinners at the Beard House in New York. I did a few of them. I mean, God rest his soul. He's not with us anymore, but he's a... I don't know how much PR he did. They just really loved him. He was like a character. He's been around. Yeah. He was, just around. He's like one of those unsung hero chefs. They did a really nice story about him after he passed.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like,
they're coming to get you.
I can't really throw too much shade on them. I mean, I don't know how it actually works. And I'm sure there's like some, I mean, we're human, right? So it's like there's right. Whoever's in charge of it's a human. And I'm sure there's some bit of popularity and like he has his own personal slant on things. So, it's just like in everything, it doesn't always seem fair, right?
No, I think you're right on point there with that. But I think what's interesting about it, though, is that when you talk about things like doing dinners at the Beard House, guys like myself and you, private chefs, we're making banging food because we have, just as great of ingredients as these great restaurants get. But, we don't get invited to the Beard House for stuff like that. And I actually asked her And I don't want to, like sell her out and say her name, but she's got red hair, and you can find her on Instagram. But anyway,
what's her name?
I know. I think it's like Terry or something like that. I mean, it definitely sounds like it should be Terry, but
Teresa.
No, Teresa. Like you would think someone named Terry was a Teresa, but I think she was just Terry.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. But you look at it like this, man. So you see these people and you see what they've got going on. And honestly, it's fun to see. But us as private chefs, it's hard for us to get that recognition, you know, for something like that, or be invited to cook at the Beard House. So I asked her. I said, "How does that happen? How can we make that happen for guys like me, guys like you?" And you know, she said to me, she was like, "Listen, if you think you can sell it, then we'd love to have you."
Yeah. Well, I think. You're more than just a private chef because you have a little bit of pull because of the podcast and some of the TV shows that you've done. So that might be a little better. But I mean, I think it's right. It's like, I mean, whatever. I love to cook. I'm super happy with my job. I've been doing it for a while. You know, I don't know if I'm like, you know, I'm not a famous chef, but I love doing it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's like enough draw. You know, the Beard House celebrates different restaurant chefs. So it's like if your restaurant does well in a certain region and they get noticed, then you know, then you get invited to come to New York and then do a dinner, right? You know, that's how it kind of works. So it's like you'd have to be noticed. So it's like start doing some pop-ups, you start doing some stuff like that where you get noticed, and then you pitch it to them because you have an in, then I'm sure you could get a dinner going there, you know, for private chefs through the Plum Loves Food label. You know, we could pump something like that.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. There's lots of ways to go about it, and I think it has more to do with, you know, PR and pull, and I'm sure our friend Lynn, if we really wanted to do it and put together, which maybe we should put together a dinner.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I have a lot of pull. I don't know. I mean, you want to make some calls?
I don't know. Maybe we should do like a private chef Beard House dinner, the first ever, and get our
people
friends.
People hate saying no to me. I don't know what it is. It's like
we get our friends Trufflin to come on board. Eyes. Like, they'd be great. Trufflin NYC could come on board and, like, do stuff. It could be awesome, right?
Get everybody on board. Just by, you know, I love the network that we've built through the show of just awesome people who love food just like us, and it's just been great. You know, we get to do, yeah, I mean, you know, there's so much more to come too, right? I mean,
yeah, absolutely,
we've done one,
man.
One great event. We're going to do more and more and more, and help more and more people. So,
well, I did want to come on tonight and, of course, you know, talk about these awards a little bit, but I had to give a shout out to our buddy Tyler Anderson from his
big up.
I mean, he's awesome, dude. He's a very, very talented guy. He was just on Top Chef, actually. And, you know, he's a good brother. He's been here. I did our TV show, Restaurant Road Trip. I've been to his restaurants. You know, Cooking the Bear is one of his, the one with all the Tom Selleck pictures. It's really awesome. So,
dude,
big shout out.
I love Tom Selleck.
Dude, big shout out to Tyler Anderson for getting nominated, man. What an amazing thing. It's a great thing. Listen, I'm happy for him. I'm really happy for him, you know. But I'm not going to lie.
There's great restaurants on here that are like killer.
I mean, I get jealous as a private chef, though, man. I get jealous as a private chef. I'm like, dude, I want to be nominated.
Dude,
you know,
we sold out to sell jingles for Ford, bro. That's how it is, man. It's like, I used to play in the Doors, but now I write these jingles for Ford.
That's awesome. That's how it goes, bro. Hey, listen, too. I should let the cat out of the bag now.
Get paid, bitch. What?
I'm going to let the cat out of the bag now. It's official. You guys saw on my Instagram this afternoon. I was dancing, Jeffy. Did you see that? I was dancing on my Instagram story.
You dance for me all the time, big
That's
boy.
True.
So it wasn't a surprise, you know.
Right on. I was dancing.
You weren't wearing the leotard that I gave you.
Well,
shocker.
I mean, you know, listen. Here's the thing: you can't give me a medium. It's just not going to work. It's not good for anybody. I'm in Connecticut's Dancing with the Stars. I am one of the teams dancing, and my instructor is Katie from Arthur Murray in Greenwich, Connecticut. And we started dancing tonight, our first, like, real dance lesson. And I'm looking forward to it. That event's happening on March 30th at the theater in Norwalk. I can't remember the name of it, but I probably should know it. It's going to be a lot of fun, though. You'll hear me talking a lot about it. Katie's great.
What are you dancing to? Is it like Pour Some Sugar on Me?
I tried for so many awesome songs, dude. I wanted Black or White by Michael Jackson. I tried Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson.
What? Hold on. Why is that a great song?
What do you mean? It's a great song. Which you don't think Black or White by Michael Jackson is a great song?
Of all the Michael Jackson songs that you could have picked, you chose Black or White?
You don't think it's a good song? Wait a minute. Wait, really? No, you're not with me on that?
I'm going to go to the polls on this one, folks. I don't know.
I think it's a great song. I mean, the dance
maybe we can
ask,
for a dance
competition?
Maybe we can ask Trufflin what they think. I don't know. I, 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 I mean, Beat It, Billie Jean, Thriller, for Christ's sake. I mean,
but all overdone. Think about how many people would dance to Thriller.
Black or White wasn't overdone. My man was literally turning white at the time.
But it's still a great song, right? I mean, no,
I'm sorry. I'm you know, I don't know. Okay.
You don't agree. See, here's a
Black or White. What's your other one?
I mean, it's a great song.
Listen. No, don't do it.
No? You're not feeling that? I don't know. I think the video's got like Indians jumping around and dancing. It's awesome.
Yo, they're releasing a documentary about Michael, though. About to go the R. Kelly way. We're all going to hate him.
Dude, I did just learn something technical about the radio show. I should always have YouTube open and ready. I could have not had to stall there to play the Michael Jackson song.
Awesome.
Hey, so it's going to be that. But actually, what we're dancing to, it's a little bit, thank you, Robbie. Robbie's saying terrible things to me. Thank you, Robbie. I think we're going to be dancing to a song from Grease. I'm going to be doing some throws. My dancing partners are very
Grease
tiny.
Grease Lightning. Go, go, go.
Yeah. And we did our first bits, man. So it's a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. It's all for charity. It's all for kids. And I look forward to it. It's a giant show. You'll be able to watch it online, too. I'll post more about it as we get closer. And I'm hoping Jeffy can come because it'd be a lot of fun to have Jeff watch me dance. I know for a fact his wife wants to see that happen. So,
absolutely. She wants – she's like, dude, my buddy Big Frank Bellotti just texted in, Black or White, what the fuck? How do I call in?
Well, tell Chef, when we do a call-in show, we'll have him. We're not doing a call-in show tonight, but we'll have him. But hey, Black or White's a great fucking song. You guys can all kiss my ass. Black or White's a great song. I can't believe it. It's black.
Yo.
It's white. Oh, yeah. All right, look, we got to get this show on the road here and get moving, man. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play our commercial for the evening here. We'll check that out, and we'll be right back with our friends Liv and Cornelius from Trufflin. Stay right there. You're checking out the one, the only Plum Love Foods Live. We'll be right back, guys. Hang tight.
Wait, Mom. Hi, I'm Jocko Golden, award-winning chef, celebrity janitor, and creator of the Wait Mop.
Wait Mop.
What is a Wait Mop? Well, a Wait Mop is your standard mop.
Wait Mop.
Reimagined and revolutionarily designed by yours truly to keep your house clean and your body mean.
Wait Mop.
With our patented sliding three-plate system, coming in three sizes, 4, 8, and 147. They're stackable and interchangeable, so you can get that workout in regardless of your fitness level.
Wait Mop.
It's simple to use. Just lock in the plate and mop yourself back to sexy.
Chef Hans here. So tired of curling out of your dish pit? By Wait Mop. And voila! Now you have strong girly man.
Wait Mop.
Hey, how you doing? Jimmy Capello here. My wife was complaining she never got time for the gym. I saw the Wait Mop, I thought two birds with one stone, right? Hey, and now she looks out of this world.
Wait Mop.
Yeah, my husband got this really heavy mop. What's the celebrity janitor?
Wait Mop.
Wait Mop.
Cause you got a weak shoulder.
Wait Mop.
Cause you need to feel bolder.
Wait Mop.
Jocko's creation.
Wait Mop.
Mop across the nation.
Wait Mop.
We're against segregation.
Wait Mop.
Call now. 1-800-WAIT-MOP. That's 1-800-WAITMOP.
A Sizzle Plate product.
Coming back live, Plum Love Foods Live. The Wait Mop. Big sponsor for the show. Jeffy, I'm excited about our guest tonight, man. I'm super excited, man. I can't wait to talk to him, man. Truffles are one of my favorites. How often do you use truffles, Jeff?
Quite a bit, actually. I would say, you know, once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah, probably, you know, somewhere in there. I mean, you know, I buy a few at a time, and, I'm a private chef, so I only cook for a handful of people, so it's like they last for a while. These truffles that I get from Truffle and Two, they're outrageous. I mean, the black truffles I just got, hands down, some of the nicest truffles I've had. And, I mean, people were coming in the kitchen going, oh, what are those? Because they could literally smell them. I mean, they were fantastic. So wow. It's like, that was what made me, like I told you, and I was like, we got to get these guys on the show. This is serious.
Well, man, I'm really excited to talk to him tonight, man. I mean, there's nothing better than getting those little slices of heaven, those little tiny pieces of gold that you can find in the woods, and having a pig or having a dog. We're going to learn all about that. We got two very cool people joining us tonight. Trufflin NYC is on the program. We've got Cornelius and Liv. They are, I mean, these guys, they're married. And they, guys, how are you married and do this?
Every day I'm truffling.
How does this happen? How are you married and do this? Like, that's just, it seems like you just hate your life together. You're constantly working.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the program, guys.
Thank you. We've been cracking up with the Michael Jackson debate.
It's a great song, right? Black or White? Come on, who doesn't like Black or White?
Hey, we got your back on this.
Thank you.
And we do sell black and white truffles, so we gotta agree on that.
Oh,
look at that! Okay. See, that was a segue right there. Okay. That was right into that. Now, see, Jeff, listen, I think you're losing right now. It's 3-1.
Listen,
you...
I'm just saying, out of Michael Jackson's catalog,
right.
You went right to black and white.
It's a great song.
I'm sorry.
Listen,
I'm thinking like Michael when he had soul,
right?
You know, before he was in so much controversy.
Listen, this is a conversation we have to have.
I gravitate to. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
All right.
Well, I love all this stuff, so.
Black and White's a great song. I was jamming it earlier in my house.
Careful,
my...
that documentary's coming out. It's going to mess everybody up.
I know. I'm not excited about that. It's
going to mess everybody.
I'm scared.
Yo, I ruined R. Kelly. Ruined R. Kelly. Come on.
Let's talk truffles here, you guys. So, listen, you guys literally are like gypsies. Like, you wander the streets of New York City with backpacks selling truffles to chefs all across. How does this happen? How do you guys start doing this?
Oh, my God. Do we have time?
Go for it. We're recording.
So how did it start? So I'm Liv. So we co-own the company with Cornelius, who's my husband. And I'm from the south of France. So that's kind of how it started. I'm from basically Truffle Heaven, which is Provence region. I don't know if you guys ever been, but it's pretty sweet down there.
It's kind of like in New York. Like, all New Yorkers like can you know, sell real estate in some capacity. All people from the south of France sell truffles.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
Seems like a pretty good gig.
It is kind of the local hustle. Yeah. Everybody has a truffle connection there, for sure.
I mean, and you guys actually go truffle hunting, right?
Yeah. So basically, my mom, she, when I left for college, when I moved to Paris for college, I'm the youngest of all my siblings, and she got a truffle dog because she needed another daughter, I guess. So we have a family dog. Her name is Dee Dee. She's really like just a spoiled brat, basically, but she's super talented. She trained her as a puppy to find truffles, but we don't have, we don't own like a family farm or anything. It was just, my mom is a big like mushroom nerd, and she just loves being out there in the woods and doing her things. So she got the dog. A family friend actually had a truffle dog who had puppies. So she got one, and, they helped her train the dog, and she started, you know, finding a lot of truffles. She even won some awards when she was like younger.
Now, I got to stop you because Cornelius, I'm writing questions down to ask you, and right now I'm on page 2 because I'm not trying to figure out how you get involved in this. How do you train a truffle dog? I've always wondered that.
So I only know the kind of like chill way to do it, which is literally we had a family friend who had our dog's mom. So that her mom was already finding the truffles. So we kind of like had the truffles available. We didn't have to purchase the truffles. We didn't have to pay any trainer to do that. There's definitely like professional trainers that do that.
Wow.
But basically the way we did it was when she was like super tiny and cute, we took a truffle and hid it in a sock. And we just hid that sock with the truffle inside, like, anywhere around the house, basically. Like, you basically make her smell the truffle, make the dog smell the truffle so she can get the scent, and you have to kind of get the dog used to it. And then you just, you know, kind of, it's basically like a game that you create for the dog, and you're like, cherche, which means like, you know, look for it or like search. Yeah. And so cherche, cherche, and you just, you know, hide the truffles in different spots, and then she starts finding it. So that's how you get started. So that when the next, basically next step is to take her out in the nature, and then she has to dig for it. So that's a process.
Are there places that you know they grow, that you know that they're there, that you take the dog to, or is it literally like needle in a haystack?
Kind of, yeah. So usually when a tree, you know, they grow like basically around trees, or I guess like they grow near the roots of the trees. So usually when you know that there's like, let's say like the previous week you found a lot of truffles by a certain tree, there's a good chance that you'll find them again. But the thing with truffles is you never, it's unpredictable. That's why they're so pricey. And because you can't plan ahead. You never know how much you're going to find, and you never know how they're going to look and how they're going to be. It's kind of it's a gamble, really.
It's like a symbiotic relationship, right? The truffle and the tree.
That's exactly it.
That's interesting, yeah. Man. That's interesting.
Several oaks, right? Isn't there mostly like a evergreen oak and downy oak and something like that?
Yeah, you can have oak trees. We actually had a guy in the South who didn't have a dog, but he knew he had some truffles on his property. So we went over to his house, and they were actually growing underneath the pine tree. So,
wow,
that's crazy. Yeah, cool. That's crazy. So the truffle itself, like the science behind it, like apparently doesn't it help the tree like get more sugar to grow or something like that?
You know what? I mean, I guess, you know, that's the case. I'm not sure if it really makes it a healthier tree.
Right.
But I mean, good for the tree if that's the case.
Yeah. And when you find it, you don't find, is it just one or is it like several?
Usually it's just one, as in when the truffle digs in the ground, you usually find one. It can be that, you know, there's like another one that's like literally right near it, but it's usually one by one. So it is like, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think, you know, for the most part, what Liv has been referencing is like searching for like wild truffles, which is a little bit different than being on a property who just has acres and acres of land with inoculated trees.
So
it's almost like farming truffles.
Groves. What's that?
Is it kind of like farming truffles? Is that a thing?
That's the closest thing to it. Yeah.
Yeah, you call them truffière in French. So like, I guess the best translation is truffle farm. The only difference being you can't just start a truffle farm anywhere, or you can try, but you don't know if it's going
to
work.
Yeah, it's going to take 7 to 10 years to actually start seeing truffles.
Have you seen the ones in North Carolina? They've been trying that really hard, and yeah, there's in the mountains down there, the Blue Ridge or the Smoky Mountains or whatever, they're trying to get some truffles. I tried one. It was interesting. It was like a white truffle, but it wasn't quite a white truffle like I'd ever tried. It was very interesting.
Was it more nutty than anything?
Yeah, it actually was. That's a good way to describe it.
So it's probably like a summer truffle. I actually had a guy who called us recently in Oregon, and he was like, oh, I have truffles. And, you know, I was like, I'm interested, but I asked for pictures and he never replied. So,
yeah, I've gotten some Oregon truffles. They call them Burgundy truffles, which was weird.
Yeah. We have Burgundy truffles. I mean, obviously, Burgundy in France. So we sell those. They actually are pretty popular in New York.
Man.
Oh, definitely.
So how many different varieties of truffles are there? I mean, listen, as a chef, you know, here in America, we think of, you know, black truffle, white truffle, that, you know, are there different varieties of each kind?
Yes, I guess you could say, for example, the black winter truffle. You have the French one that grows, it's in season right now, and then you have the Australian one. Technically, they're the same product.
Yeah, they're both tuber melanosporum.
Yeah, they have the same scientific name, but they grow in different parts of the world in different time of the year.
Wow, that's awesome. And so is there a better time of year in general to find them, or is it the year round?
Well, for each type of truffle, there's definitely a better type of the year. So, like, you would get white truffles. Let's say the peak time would be, like, November, December. And then black truffle peak time would be more like January.
So we're coming out of a great time.
Yeah, it's the end of the season's approaching, but there's still, I think, I'm hoping there's still another month to go, so definitely it's time to get your truffles on.
Oh, and if you want to get them, you got to go to at TruffleinNYC on Instagram to check them out, or at Truffelin-NYC.com to get your order on.
Man, you got to do that for sure, man. That's the coolest part. And you guys actually ship everywhere, right?
We ship everywhere in the U.S., correct. Man. And we're actually working on international distribution at the moment, so stay tuned.
Yeah, we're working on that everywhere.
There you go. So, Liv, talk about the difference between, you know, truffles like you would find in France versus truffles here in flavor and just maybe how it is to find them. How different is it?
You mean as far as like French truffles versus domestic truffles?
Yes.
So, I mean, we don't have a lot of experience with domestic truffles because we've been approached by a few people like here and there in the States saying they have like truffles. But the thing is, you really don't see a demand in the chef side of things. So,
yeah, I mean, and there's a reason for that, right? I mean, when a black truffle is in the same room as you, you know that there's a truffle around. And that's, you know, those are, when I say black truffle, I mean, you know, tuber melanosporum. The smell is extremely pronounced, and I mean, there's no doubt about it. And it's just, and it's that, and it's packed full of flavor. You don't really get that from any domestic truffles.
It's that different, huh?
It is definitely that different.
Wow,
absolutely. I've had domestic truffles, and I agree. They're just not. They just don't have the punch of a. Definitely not the ones that I just got from Liv a week ago. They're like, those are incredible. I can't say enough nice things about them.
That smell is super strong, and you're right. I remember working in the Jefferson Hotel, a very, very highly rated 5-diamond, 5-star AAA mobile rated hotel, and we would do this beautiful brunch. It was super well known for the brunch. We do ice sculptures and all kinds of shit. It was crazy. And we would have, you know, our egg station, right? And if you wanted the truffle eggs, it costed more money. Like, you had to pay more money to have the truffle eggs. What people didn't know was that all we were doing was taking a black truffle, putting it into a flat of eggs, saran wrapping it on Monday, and then by Sunday, they all taste like truffles. It's crazy. Because it just permeates that shell, you know? And it's the old hotel tricks. But when you have that super strong aroma, that flavor, it really does permeate into it, man. So can you guys tell me what causes that? Like, how does that happen? Is it just the aroma? Does it emit a gas? What is it?
It's the aroma.
Yeah. I mean, our fridge, like everything we put in the same fridge is the truffles. Like, you don't even have to put them in the same container. We have so many truffles. Our water tastes like truffles.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we couldn't even keep.
Wow.
In the same refrigerator because our, you know, water in our Brita water filter just tastes like truffle water, and we're, you know what, maybe we should start bottling.
Wait,
this
I was
up.
Just gonna say, can I come over,
dude? You might be onto something here. Hang on, like, I'm telling you right now, if you had truffle water, chefs would be like, yeah, we need truffle water, we're gonna cook our potatoes in truffle water. Everyone would do that for sure.
It'll be like that time Whole Foods put asparagus someone sell like one piece of asparagus
in a
bottle.
Oh God!
Asparagus water.
And they sold that for like $8 for a tiny bottle.
Oh my God! Oh my God! So listen, how do you guys? So you sell the restaurants, you sell the chefs. Do you guys do any larger clients? I mean, not like a Whole Foods, but maybe like a smaller like a specialty store or anything like that.
We did in the past, but we're kind of focused on developing our brand, and when you work with retail like that, they tend to kind of, you know, just rebrand it, like whatever.
I want to repackage, yeah.
Well, it's not even just repackaging, you know, they want things at really large scale, and that sacrifices quality at the end of the day. And so right now, everything that comes through our office, you know, we're making sure that We're really hands-on with all the truffles that come through. We're inspecting them. We're making sure that they're nice and firm, make sure the aroma is there before we send it out. So, you know, right now we're, you know, it's really, you know, more of a boutique feel. And we don't want to sacrifice that, because, you know, people are...
It's a very cool feel. I love getting my scale out. It was awesome.
There you go.
Hey, our buddy Chef Robbie is chiming in right now, and he says they used to store their truffles in risotto. What a great idea that is, yeah. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of chefs do that.
Yeah, exactly. You get a two-for-one. You also get to, you know, you get to use the truffle, but then you also get to use the risotto later on.
Even the simplistic thing, it keeps the moisture off of it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's kind of a debate within chefs. Like, some chefs really hate to do that, and I mean, I think there's some truth to it, that it can dry the truffle out a little bit.
You can pull more moisture out of the truffle than you want.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. My truffles are gonna, like, if they're on their way, like, and I can't do anything with them, I'll trim them up really good and then stuff them in rice to, like, yep, draw out all the essence of what's left of it, or I'll put it in salt, or I'll put it, you know, to make something of it. But I don't think, I don't know. It's just my two cents.
Good trick if you're trying to hold on to them, like, a little longer. If not, then I don't think it's needed. Like, the way we store them is in a sealed container, like glass or plastic, that doesn't really matter. And you just wrap it around, like, a kitchen towel or a napkin to kind of keep it dry, because you want it dry, but you don't want it too dry.
Yeah, so to kind of wick the moisture off.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I love that.
So talk about how long can you hold these once you get them. So if someone gets a truffle from you guys, how long can they hold that? How long will that last if it's stored properly?
If it's stored properly, I mean, it's kind of a personal preference almost, but we always recommend, you know, like, within, for black truffles, we would say, like, within 5 days.
Okay.
You can keep it longer, but... honestly, with truffles, it's a luxury item at the end of the day. You should use it as soon as possible, because, you know, the longer it's been out of the ground, the more, like, the less flavor it's going to have, I guess. Our truffles are really fresh, so, like, once we get them in New York, they haven't been out of the ground for more than, like, a day or two. So we recommend, like, as fast as possible. Technically, if you wanted to, you could probably keep them for 2 weeks, but yeah, we don't recommend it.
Yeah, we've seen some chefs kind of try to talk us down on price, and we're like, well, first off, before we lower our price on anything, let's take a look at the truffles that you have, and let's take a look at the truffles that we currently brought in, and, you know, they would bring out truffles that they've been sitting on for about 3 weeks.
They don't look good, huh?
Oh man, I mean, almost feel like they're hot. They feel like cork, you know?
Yeah. So how long does the shipping take? So if I order truffles from you guys, you know, tomorrow, I would get them what? Monday?
Today's Thursday.
We overnight. So, yeah. As long as it's, you know, as long as it's not a as long as you don't order on a Saturday or Sunday, you're good to go, and we'll get it the next day.
Next day, yeah. So, like, Monday to Thursday is next day. Then you can do Saturday delivery. That's a little pricier. But that kind of depends also. Like, we deliver to chefs, like, literally, like, in person in New York City. And then for private customers, like, if you just, you know, you're a foodie and you want to cook with our truffles, we also sell caviar, actually, on the website, and other, like, truffle products. So if you want to just have truffles for your own, you know, kitchen, have fun with it, then the website is where you should go. But for chefs, just DM us on Instagram, because we have different prices for chefs.
Yeah, and you'll hit them up for it. You know, you could even, if you're in New York City, you can come find them, which is great. And actually, your prices aren't bad from what Jeff's told me. It's actually very reasonable. I mean, truffles are expensive. You know you're getting expensive product, and I don't think you guys are too off. You know, Jeff, what do you think?
She's not playing around. Like, they're really fresh.
Yeah.
Like, they're really fresh. And I don't bullshit. I'm not being paid. They're really fresh. Like, I wouldn't have wanted to get you guys on if I didn't think that. I mean, I get a lot of truffles, and when Yair is my co-chef, and he actually turned me on to these guys, and he was like, got them, and I was like, whoa. And then when I met her and I checked them out the day of, not like a week later, I was really like, these are these are really special. They're really special truffles.
I'm excited. I can't wait. This is such a great thing. I can't wait to look into this and get some from my clients.
I think what they were saying about the boutique feel is important, because I think they're really giving you like, she brought out a bunch of truffles and I got to pick them. I got to like handle them. I got to like check them out and be like, yeah, these four are the ones I really like. Yeah. You know,
well, that's a great question, actually, Jeff. You don't get that
all the time. You know, when you order from any one of your purveyors, you're like putting a lot of faith in them to kind of pick these truffles. And most of the time, two of them are great, and then the other three or whatever you ordered are like okay. Right. You know, like there's always like that like hustle where it's like, okay, throw the 3 week old in with the fresh one. I mean, I don't know if that's exactly how it goes, but that's sure as how it feels sometimes. And that's not the case with these guys, which I thought was great.
Well, Liv, he brings up a good point I want to ask you guys. Is that so when you go see a chef in the city, I mean, do people buy one truffle from you or do they have to buy like nine?
You only sell by the kilo, Chef.
So it's all by weight.
Yeah, yeah, it's all by weight.
Keys,
like a kilo, man.
So you guys roll up on a bike with a backpack, you pull a scale out, and then you sell me something. I know somebody else used to do that back when I was younger.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Allegedly.
Well, he's charged me more money probably, or maybe it's the same price. I don't know.
I don't know. Custy ass. Nope, no.
It's a true story, too. He lost his license because he got busted, so he did really ride a bike. But anyway, it's a whole other story itself. I'm excited about this, man. I love it. Can you guys tell me the difference, like, especially from maybe from a flavor standpoint, from, you know, a white truffle and a black truffle? You know, what are the first off, like, top three noticeable differences right off the bat, aside from one's white, one's black? But it's from like flavor points and like aroma. How different are they?
I think they're very different. So white truffles, especially in America, in New York especially, they're very popular. It's kind of like what people expect a truffle to smell. They know white truffle smell more than they do black truffles.
Yeah.
White truffles, I think the first. The first flavor aroma that you get in your face when you open a box of white truffle is the garlicky aspect of it. Yeah, it's super garlicky. It's very strong. Like white truffles, you need one. You keep it out in the room, and the room will smell like the same smell for hours.
Yeah, you may want to open a window. All right.
Yeah. Wow.
It's really strong. So it's like garlicky. How else would you describe it?
Garlic, a little, you know, musky. Yeah. You know, a little bit of nutty as well.
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny because despite white truffle smelling having such a strong perfume, when you start to eat them, they have more smell than they do flavor.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But obviously, just like everything else, I mean, those aromatics play into the dish, any dish that they're on. So it's still a part of the experience. Whereas I'd say black truffles, obviously,
more earthy, and I think it's a more like it's a deeper aroma and flavor. And white truffles are more like bright, and they're kind of like aggressive. And black truffle is more like, I would say, a little smoother, deeper. It almost has like chocolate notes.
Yeah,
a lot of chefs think.
I always like to describe black truffles as like a mushroom on steroids.
Yeah.
Because they have that much more. Like they're so earthy. And you know, obviously it's not something that's like overpowering. I guess it can be for some people. Like for me, you know, I'm from the South. I grew up on my grandma had a farm in the South, and
where'd you grow up at?
We had a lot of soul food in Greenville, South Carolina.
How about that? I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia. So that's why I asked.
Okay.
I get it. Yeah. We didn't have truffles when I grew up. We had fried chicken and coleslaw.
That's exactly it. So truffles were more of an acquired taste for me as I got a little older and started working in restaurants. So, you know, I guess a lot of people that aren't familiar with it would think that truffles are a little bit are overpowering, but you get used to it really fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great segue, Cornelius, because you know we heard a little bit of story from Liv and how she got into it. But man, how'd you get wrapped up in this? And listen, I got to be honest with you. So my wife's a 10. I'm a 4.5. When I met my wife, I was like, yes, that's her. Whatever she's into, I'm into. Let's get married and be together forever because this is the top of the mountain. Like, that's where I was at. Same thing for you? Or
So that's exactly my story.
There
so,
it is. See, I knew it. I called it, Jeffy. I told you. That's exactly what it was. Which is bullshit because you see a picture of Cornelius. He's like this cut from stone, beautiful, attractive gentleman. And I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, I'm like, clearly don't have kids. You guys don't have kids, do you?
No.
Nah, our couples are babies.
Yeah, have kids so they can suck the will to live out of you every day so you can get a beer belly like the rest of us, Cornelius. I'm over your abs. I'm done.
I'm working on it.
I'm just kidding, man. So how did it start for you? How'd you get into it, man? Were you a restaurant guy?
Yeah, I was a restaurant guy. I've been in restaurants for a really long time. As I mentioned, like my grandmother had a farm, and we used to, you know, sell on porch and snap peas and before dinner, and I'd feed the hogs in the morning. So like, and that was, you know, obviously pre-farm to table. So you know, fast forward a few years later, and I found myself in like a fine dining restaurant in my early 20s. With a bunch of Frenchies working opposite of this chef as an expediter. So
good for you.
You know, yeah. So
did
that
you
really
opened
my eyes. No, I didn't go to culinary school.
That's
actually.
Right. Neither did Jeffy. That's all right. Yeah, that's cool.
And so I had to, man, it was a lot of tough lessons on those shifts because just the rigor and discipline in the kitchen was just this whole other environment that I was not used to. And for the first like week or so, I'd go home with some hurt feelings, and a couple of the chefs, they just let me know like, hey, this is business, baby. Like, and you know, after that, you're at a bar until 5 in the morning having a good time. And the next day you come to work suited up.
That's it.
And make it happen.
That's what we do. I call it going to bed when the sun's coming up, and you get up and go to work when the sun's going down. You're like
that's
a vampire.
That's exactly it. So, so went from that to into bartending because the chef knew that I knew his flavors, sent me out behind the bar, and so that's when I started kind of making my own shrubs and cocktail onions with star anise. And all these flavors when chocolate martinis, cosmopolitans, apple martinis were the drink of the day, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I remember those days. But how does it get to where you and Liv are together now selling truffles? Like, you, I got your restaurant story. I got your history. You're a bitter guy like the rest of us. You paid some dues, and all of a sudden now you're on a bike traveling around, you know, the world's greatest city selling truffles and a scale.
Yeah, so you know, so essentially, Liv and I we met each other in PR class at the City College of New York, and because I moved to New York to get into advertising after I had been in restaurants for a while because I needed a break, and so when I met Liv, you know, she was an exchange student, 6 months in New York, working on her master's. I didn't let her forget about me. I just kind of kept bugging her via WhatsApp when she was in France and stayed in touch. I found out about Dee Dee and came over to visit and found out. Yeah, but as soon as I heard about the truffles, I was like, you know what? Like, I know tons of people in the restaurant business. Let's try to make something happen. She wasn't even living in New York at the time. I was just kind of
fantasizing
about it.
It was kind of a joke, like, oh, like, what if we just sold truffles in New York? That would be fun. That was kind of like a side gig idea, and then it snowballed into a company.
Yeah.
Man, what a great story. And you guys are together. And how long have you been married now?
We've been married legally married till 2015, but we just last year got our wedding celebration in France.
Oh, okay.
So, congratulations.
How about that?
Shit.
Good for you guys. Good for you guys. Well, listen, what a great way to what a great company to start, and what you guys are doing is pretty amazing. So, two questions for you. Number one, I have a chef chiming in here on Instagram, wants to know what's the going rate is what his question. So maybe he's like wants to know like what you guys are charging per kilo, or how does that work for pricing?
Currently, right now, we charge per pound for chefs.
Okay.
I think it's this week. It changes every week. So this week,
clearly it can change every week. I understand that for sure.
It's like around 500 per pound right now. Uh-huh. Depending on the size, it can go up. So like it's between 500 to 600 per pound this week.
And what's your average like an average truffle weigh in right now?
Oh, that can vary. You mean like the one piece of truffle? Like that? It can literally be a like. Super small, like 10 grams, that would be like the smallest, to like 200 grams, or sometimes we even have more than 200 grams. We have like
totally
half a pound, like one truffle that's like half a pound.
Or
half
holy a pound. Cow, yeah. That's a big ass truffle.
Yeah.
When you came to my kitchen, you had three different sizes. You had like some like a like almost like baseball sized ones, and then you had like a bunch of golf ball sized ones, and then you had a couple ones that had like weird indentations and stuff like that too, which I thought was really, and they were all different price, which was great.
Yeah, so those are the three categories we typically have is the small truffles. So those are a little cheaper.
Yeah,
but they're nice.
Yeah,
yeah, because they're like a lot of them are pretty round, so you can make like beautiful shavings out of it. A lot of like the Michelin star restaurants really like those because they're very like aesthetic. Then you have the first class. Those are bigger, just kind of like an irregular shape. They're a little like knobby. And then you have the extra class, which is it's what we sell the most because our clientele is really like more like high end. And the extra are like bigger. I mean, they're 20 gram plus, so they can be from like 20 to like 100 plus grams, and they're rounder, so that's why they're more expensive, because it's just harder to find the perfect like round truffle. So that's called the extra class, and those are the they go for like the higher price.
Yeah, and fun fact, speaking of extra and first class, you know, the reason why those extra truffles grow to be so round is because they're typically in you know, finer soil, so more sandy, mm-hmm. Whereas those first-class truffles are typically in more rocky soil. So those truffles have to kind of, in order to get bigger, they have to grow around things, and so they tend to be a little bit more knobby.
Wow. What are some of the things that really affect truffles when they grow? Like, obviously, the soil, the sunlight, the water content. What do truffles like? Less water, more water? What are some things that really affect how the truffle grows?
It's really the weather. My mom is pretty good at this.
So it really depends on the cycle.
Let's call your mom. Has she got Skype? Let's call her.
Hey,
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
it's like 5 a.m. in France.
That's all right.
Good morning.
She would totally do it. She'd hop on here in a heartbeat, too.
She's like the truffle witch. Like, if
don't call your mom. Wait, Liv. You can't call your mom a witch. You can't. No. That's not good.
A good witch. As in, if it rains.
Like Glenda.
Like Glenda, exactly.
And more importantly, would your mom think Black and White by Michael Jackson is a good song?
She loves it. Because,
Four to one, Jeff. Four.
Sorry, Jeff.
Listen, hold on. I think if we like blind taste test people with Black or White or Billie Jean,
yes.
We're going to get Billie Jean all day, son. I'm sorry.
I don't know. We're going to find out. Hey,
I'm
so.
People have seen everybody dance to the more popular Michael. I mean, like Black and White, that's, you know, I think you're going out on a limb, you know, it can
different.
Be a little risky. Yeah.
Why?
It's different.
it's not overdone.
I can't wait till I meet you guys in person. You'll see. I'm 6'3", 250 pounds. My dance partner is literally 5'1", 93 pounds, and I can't wait. He eats
for the big finish.
I do, not in a fun way. It's a charity event, which is great. So it's all for charity, and I'm dancing, and it's going to be a lot of fun, which I'm excited about in a weird way, which might make me a bit of a creep, but whatever. It's going to be fun. Let me ask you guys this: how do you identify or spot like a bad truffle, a suspect truffle, or one you find you're like, this isn't going to be very good?
That's a good question. We've gotten really good at it. I feel like at first, you know, when you receive that many truffles, it's kind of like hard. But a bad truffle would be if it's supposed to be fresh, like you just got it, you just got a delivery, and it's there's a soft spot, then that's not a good sign. Sometimes it can happen. There's a soft spot and it's actually fine, but I would take the truffle and like a sharp knife and kind of like scoop a little piece to see what's underneath. And like sometimes when it's soft, it can be like that there's a worm that happens with truffles. Unfortunately, they're on the ground, so it's
exactly
it always happens.
It's like, and also like an apple, right? You get a soft spot on an apple, it doesn't make the rest of the apple bad, right?
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Cut it out.
Not at that price point.
Just got that right.
Yeah. So that's I would say the softness is the major. Obviously, if it doesn't smell good, then it's not normal. You're either getting an older truffle or a truffle that's not where it's supposed to be from, or like something fishy is going on. If it doesn't smell good,
yeah,
you don't want it.
But also, I mean, you know, to piggyback on that, chefs, don't start cutting up all the truffles that your truffle suppliers bring in, because
no, they don't.
That's an offense.
Right.
Absolutely.
I don't want to have to come after you, you know?
No, we usually, actually, when we receive shipments, we cut a lot of truffles just to check that there's this other, it's like truffle nerd talk, but let's do it. There's this other truffle type that looks a lot like the black winter truffle that mm-hmm. all grows in the same area. And
at the same time.
If you don't cut a tiny little piece of your truffle, you really can't tell which one is which. So usually either you know, our partners in France do the cutting, or we do the cutting if we have any doubt. And then you will see the difference with the veins. So like the other truffle that you don't want is called Brumal, and it's very similar, and it kind of like also takes the smell of the good truffle, so it gets really tricky to kind of assess. Yeah,
I think I've been hustled and given some of those truffles before.
I mean, sometimes it's not intentional.
Yeah, I mean, it could be,
But... Well, not from you. I'm just saying, like, in past truffle dealings, I've had some truffles that have been suspect.
I don't think we've ever done that. Because we're a smaller company, so everything that comes in literally goes through our hands. Yeah. We inspect, like, literally truffles.
When you open that little cooler bag, the smell, you had me at the smell. What?
And that's all we should really have to do, you know, is walk in the room, open that bag, and once that smell hits you in the face, it should be
over. Again, this sounds exactly like a conversation I had in college, allegedly.
Well, I've had Uber drivers complaining because I had the bag in the trunk, and they were like, what's that smell?
Oh, fuck them. If they're complaining about that, they're assholes. Fuck Uber.
I'm the one complaining about their stuff.
You ever just shave a couple off on them like ones? Just like, bat, 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 bat.
Damn right.
Take that, truffle it up.
Take that shit to a restaurant and pay with that. That's what you should do, jackass. Uber complaining. No, fuck him.
Oh, sorry. You have cheese in there. Like, you know.
Right.
Driver's plum. That was really aggressive, bro.
I got upset. How dare you hate on Trump? Are you crazy? Like, it's just, it annoys me.
Some people don't like the smell of truffles, and you can't get angry. Some people don't like Led Zeppelin. I'm not gonna yell at them. I'm just, you know, it's like their shit.
All right, number one, we can't compare. That's apples to oranges. You can't compare those two. Number two, if you don't like truffles, then you should just leave. You should just go back to eating McDonald's food the rest of your life and getting fat driving an Uber. That's all you should do.
Whoa, that hurts, man.
You don't drive Uber anymore.
I don't drive Uber anymore, and I love truffles, but I just, you know, I'm there for the underdog.
All right, well, there you go. Dude, tell them where they can find more information about truffling before I freak out about more McDonald's and angry Uber drivers.
Well, if you want to check them on Instagram, you want to go to @truffling_NYC, truffling, TRUFFILN, no G, NYC. Every day I'm truffling. And then you want to go and check them and make an order at www.truffling-nyc.com.
And my friend Chaney, she's a beautiful model, actually. She just sent on Instagram, she says she wants a shirt that says, Every Day I'm Truffling, because she is, She's one of those people who can constantly eat and doesn't gain a pound, which I don't know how that happens, but that's all she does. She's like, I want that shirt. And I don't think it was a shirt. I think it was a napkin. But either way, she wants one of those. So if you guys have any merch like that, that'd be awesome.
We're working on
it. Yeah, we definitely have some merch. As you saw, we have a whole lot of hats that we will be throwing up on the site pretty soon. We also have all of our truffles actually come in this kind of swanky velvet bag that says either "Every Day I'm Truffling" or "Just Truffling," so that you can store your store your chef's knives in them. You can put all your knickknacks in there. But also coming out with a few t-shirts and possibly sweaters. So
yeah, stay tuned. It's coming. On that. We're definitely working on it.
I kind of just want to get Cornelius to read my emails to me when I'm driving. I just kind of want him to keep reading them to me. Clearly, you've done some voiceover work, brother, right?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
at least I feel that way. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but you're working in a restaurant. You're selling truffles and doing voiceover work. That's what I think your life is.
Yeah, I have done some voiceover work in my day.
Ah! Jeff, call me Inspector Gadget. That's what I'm talking about. I figure shit out.
Hey, for us, truffling is synonymous with hustling. So you hit the nail on the head. You know, we do it all, especially living in New York City. It's all about the grind, right?
That's it, man.
We're gonna keep that money coming in one way or another. Even if it has to be some voiceover work, if it has to be truffles.
Hey, brother, you're hollering right now at a guy who's done some infomercials. So listen, the check cash. That's all I'm talking
Rolo
about.
The Rolo Chop. That's a really dangerous thing that he almost killed himself with. You could Google it. He almost lost his hand for like $1,200.
Yep. That's true. But hey, that $1,200 came in handy afterwards. Let me ask you guys this, man. What are some of your favorite dishes you've seen made with your truffles?
Oh, so many. You want to start?
Yeah, that's tough to choose from. I've been drinking a little bit, but I'll give you the latest.
It don't make you a bad person.
The last dish that I had that was amazing was from Tom Allen, chef over at The Modern. He actually made me this amazing truffle cavatelli dish. Had some
little pasta.
A little pasta action, fresh egg, microgreens, radish, and just a blanket of truffles on top. And I mean, talking about a breakfast of champions,
next level.
Next level, definitely.
Man, how about you, Liv?
You guys were talking about the James Beard Award earlier. Yeah. We actually hosted a James Beard Black Truffle Dinner. It was the first Black Truffle Dinner ever. That was last year.
That's right.
So there's really good dishes for that dinner. Like we had, it was a group dinner, so it was 5 different chefs.
Okay,
so
we had some heavy hitters, man.
Yeah. So like Oya did the starter. Then our friend Oscar Lorenzi, he's the chef at Nice Matin. In the upper side, I really liked his dish. It was like a scallop, like a chestnut Rossini sauce.
Beautiful.
And truffle. It was really good. I didn't. It was very unexpected. I really liked that dish. I still think about it. So I think it's a.
That's how it was good.
Yeah, exactly. Who else was there? The Modern, Mark Ferjone, and Jungsik, and the pastry chef Anjili. She does a great dessert with truffles, which is really cool. It's a truffle ice cream cone with sliced truffles. She's really, really creative. It looks beautiful, and it's just very different, you know? Yeah, I really like truffles in dessert.
Yeah, she's the one that uses all those little truffles that you saw earlier, Jeff.
The small, yeah, the baby.
Yeah. I love those.
Listen, in April, I'm doing Cuisines of the Sun in Mexico, and Jeffy might be coming with me. And Jeffy, if they are, I think we're going to do a truffle dish, or we're going to get truffles from these guys. This sounds like an amazing thing, man. Honestly.
Absolutely.
When you can get great product like this, especially sold
but
locally.
But it's in April. Can we get truffles in April? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, how does
that
work?
What do you think?
That's a very good question. Actually, April is the worst month for truffles.
Excellent.
No,
So we're not getting truffles. We're going to go ahead and do a chorizo dish.
We'll make something happen for you guys.
Hey, I had a whole plan to wear like a shirt and to I was going to do Mexican TV and talk all about truffling at NYC. I guess we're not doing that now. Oh, well.
We'll make it happen.
Working chef, and we love truffling.
There you go. Hey, you guys are awesome. Listen, final question for you. If you had to pick one client that's your favorite client... No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. I'm totally joking. Don't
I was like, why are you putting things up like this, man?
I'm just kidding, man. So what do you guys do when truffles aren't in season? Like, what do you do for work? Like, is it... It's not definitely not a year-round business, right?
Well, so that was going to be my next point. Like, April is one of the slowest months because it's a transitional period.
Right.
Meaning one season ends, the other begins. So, like, sometimes there's, like, maybe a week or two of, like, you know, you're waiting for the next product to be available. But the way we started truffling, we thought it was like, oh, let's just make extra money like in selling truffles in winter.
Yeah.
Turns out when we started doing that, we were only thinking about selling black truffles because that's what's available where I'm from. But once we started selling black truffles, all the chefs were like, well, you're going to have summer truffles? And we're like, I guess so.
Right.
Yeah. We didn't really plan on doing, because summer truffles also grow where I'm from, but they're not that popular in France. Hmm. So I didn't realize the demand here when we first started. But once we had customers and they were steady and great customers, they asked about these other types of truffles. We just wanted to keep them happy. So it kind of became a full-time thing.
Yeah. So that's summer truffles, Burgundy truffles, Australian, Perigord truffles.
Truffles
all day, every day.
I love it. And I'd be remiss too. I'm sorry. You guys also do caviar on the website as well, right? You guys get great caviar. Yeah.
We started recently with caviar because it just made sense. A lot of our customers, you know, also use caviar and asked us, and we were like, you know what? We're gonna work on sourcing a really like high end quality. Actually, Jeff, I think you know you probably tried it, right? Because Yair got some.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yair, so yeah, you mean my bald goddess Yair?
He's Yair beneath my wings.
That's it. My clients are giant fans of caviar, so you'll definitely be hearing from me on that.
Awesome, yeah, it's really good. Basically, right on time for the holiday, for the past holidays. It's been good.
Sorry about the noise, guys. My mic fell out of its mic stand. I apologize. Well, listen, you guys are great. Jeff, tell them one more time where we can find some more information about Truffle in NYC.
Well, you can go to Instagram and check them at Truffle in NYC or truffle-nyc.com where you can place an order. And are we going to – we gave – do you have a promo code for our folks?
Yeah, we do a little something for everyone listening. So the promo code is just the name of the show, Fun Love Foods, and it's 20% off
our
website. So have fun.
How about that? 20% off.
Get out there, folks. Take promo advantage code of that. 20% off is huge.
Promo code Plum Love Foods. That's PLUMLUVFOODS. That is a 20% off on the website. Wow, what a great deal that is, huh?
Yeah, so it's off for like fresh truffles, caviar. If you don't have that type of money, you can get truffle oil. It's much cheaper.
If you need slicers, we got truffle slicers on there. We got a gold plated truffle slicer.
Oh shit!
Bling for days.
I gotta fly one of those just because I love that kind of shit. I'm so corny. You have no idea. I have gold everything. Everyone laughs at me because I show up at a show and I'm like gold. Tweezers, gold shit. I just like.
I like your style.
Yeah.
I'm out here shining. You know, I mean, you know, I do.
All right, Liv, Cornelius, final question as we move on. We have a lot of young culinarians, young entrepreneurs who check out this program, man. If you're going to give them one good, solid piece of advice to some young people, what would it be?
Oh,
wow, that's tough.
Well, you can do it. You guys are doing great.
Maybe you can make it a little less general. Like, you know, if you can give them one piece of advice about truffle business or how to pick a great truffle or something like that.
That's so easy. That's too easy.
Is it too easy?
Yeah, we already went over that. We talked about how to pick truffles. Like, I want to know, like, if you – these people who want to start a business and make themselves successful in business.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how I interpreted it. I mean, if it was – about
host,
the
co-host, business. Just so you see that right there. That's what that was.
I got sat in my place. I'm over here in the corner now.
I love you, Jeffy. Piece of advice.
Yeah. Piece of advice. If it's about truffles, don't get in the truffle business. We got this on lock. If it's about... we don't need any more competition. if it's about being an entrepreneur, it definitely be, you know, if there are dreams, aspirations that you have, just take a shot. You know, staying in your bedroom, in your office, planning for years without taking any action isn't going to get you anywhere. You know, you have to get out there. You have to make some mistakes. You have to learn from them. So you may as well start as soon as you can.
Yeah, and you don't need to start so big. We started importing truffles. Our first package that I ever got here was 2 kilos. I wanted to get 10 kilos our first week. I'm so glad we didn't, because we probably would not be in business. We would have been in debt from the first package. So yeah, start small and within your means, and then kind of work on growing. You know, that's how we did it.
Great advice. I think it's fantastic advice. Liv, Cornelius, you guys are awesome. Much love to you guys. Much support for you guys. Anything we can ever do, please don't hesitate. Reach out. We'd love to talk to you again. You guys are great, man. We Trufflin's awesome.
Thanks for having us.
We'll catch you guys on down the road, all right?
Swaggiest truffle duo in the game.
There it is. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All back. All right. Good.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. There they go. That's Liv and Cornelius from Trufflin NYC. Jeffy, I like them.
They're awesome. Are you kidding?
How fun are they?
I'm telling
you,
she was so cool. She showed up. She was like, "You have a scale?" I was like, "Of course." And then, we're like dealing truffles on the countertop. I was like, you know how that gets me going. And then there were really awesome truffles. I mean, listen, I've gotten truffles, like I said, a lot from a lot of different places, a lot of different, like, really large purveyors. And the fact that I got to, like, touch every single truffle and say, no, I like this one. In the summer, I'm blessed like that because my boy at Open Minded Organics, he orders
Dave,
them.
He was on last week.
Yeah, David. Yeah, David will get them in for me. Summer Italian truffles usually, but he's going to be hard pressed now that I'm with the truffling people.
Man, that's all I got to say. I love their passion. You can definitely hear it when they're talking. The passion they have behind it, how much they love doing it, and how much knowledge they have. So, I mean, what's that? Wow! Of course, ladies and gentlemen, Chef Dave Boredom is here. Dave, good evening, brother.
Yo, what's good?
Oh, you know, we're just finishing up a great show here tonight, talking all about truffles.
Starting up a great show? That's what's up. Who we got on tonight?
No, Dave, we're not starting. This isn't the starting of the show. We already started. We started an hour ago.
Ah, fuck. All right.
9:50, bro. 9:50.
He said, oh,
it is 11:08.
Is that what time it is?
I don't know.
All right.
Just saying. You got a good eye locked on the clock, Daddy.
That's what it was.
Good eye locked on the clock.
Jeff, you weren't sat. I didn't. That sounded so mean. I felt so bad when you went, oh, I just got sat in my place. I didn't mean it like that. It was a joke. I felt bad when you said that.
I was joking back. I don't. Listen. I'm the beast from the east, all right?
All right.
There's no place to put me in. There's no place big enough to just set me, okay? I'm a force of nature.
Well, did you try putting him in the corner?
Well, Jeffy tried to soften a question, and I didn't want to soften it.
I did try to soften the question because it seemed like a heavy question. I was like, whoa, that's a heavy question.
Nobody puts Jeffy in the corner, all right?
No, thank you, Dave. Thank you. But listen, Palm was right because they were ready for the question. And I tried to soften it for no reason because they're obviously more intelligent than I am.
Well, and I listen, when that happens, I'll make it easier. Like, I'll buy them time to come up with an answer. I mean, it was good. They were great, man.
They were totally ready for the answer. They were like, whoa. And then I was like, oh, I feel bad. No, don't answer that so heavily. Answer this light question instead. But you were like, no, fuck that. Answer this heavy question.
I was too, wasn't I?
Jeff, shut your face. Shut up. I was like, all right. I'm sorry.
I do want to go to the official judge of Plum Love Foods Live here. We got Dave, of course, on the program. Dave.
If you say you like fucking black and white, I swear to God.
But look, you got to ask the question. You can't. Now you're leading the witness. You can't lead
the witness. Yeah, because it's Jeopardy, bitch, and I'm going to say the answer. It's not black and white, motherfucker.
Well, that's a lot of aggression there. Dave, Michael Jackson song, Black or White. That's a great song, right?
Where Michael Jordan was in the video and Macaulay Culkin and all those. And everybody
yeah.
Was, like,
they had the Indians dancing. They shot guns.
Hold on. That was dark.
Yeah, no, that's not a good song.
What?
I'm sorry.
That's a great song.
It just gets stuck in my head too much, and I'm walking around. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. I don't want to have it.
Such bullshit.
Son of a bitch.
It's a great song. You don't like it?
Sure, it's a great song. Can we stop playing it?
See? That's what I'm saying. Right. You could, if you started playing Thriller right now, I would go Vincent Price.
Yeah, I was going to say, you throw some Thriller on, I'm going to start doing the side-to-side motion.
Little
might turn into a zombie. I'm going to howl at something.
Billie Jean is not my love. He's just a girl.
All right, listen. There's lots of great Michael Jackson songs. I agree. I completely agree. Lots of great Michael Jackson songs. I think, personally... Oh, I got to log into YouTube. I'm buying time now because there's a commercial playing, for God's sakes. I think, personally, there's lots of great songs. Black or White's a great tune. But, of course, then again, come on. How is this song? You guys, literally don't leave me hanging
play
here.
Dirty Diana or A Man in the Mirror, I'm going to throw up.
Listen, this is a great song. All right, hang tight. I'm trying to get it on. Here we go.
Worst hang time ever.
What happened?
There we go. Come on. I thought we should dance to this song. Look, we're talking about the songs.
But you know what? He's never met a Dirty Diana in his life.
You
don't
know that. You can't say that. Come on.
Dude, Michael Jackson, he's never had anyone twerk on his face. I'm just going to say that out loud.
Jesus.
I'm just saying. Like, you can tell. You can tell.
Just figured out my plans for the night.
Dave. So we were talking about Dave.
After Dave gets on this show, Dave, you bring a dark energy.
He does. But we made it official tonight, Dave. We announced to everybody I'm doing Connecticut Dancing with the Stars. I had my first dancing lesson tonight, and I was suggesting songs to dance to, and one of them was Black or White by Michael Jackson, or of course Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson. And I also suggested dancing to Dirty Dancing, and my dance instructor then proceeded to look at me and go, "Stop saying dirty." And I was like, "Oh, that's probably
it." Should
call.
Be Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard.
You think so?
And what about the Highlander the series theme song?
Wait, this from Highlander?
There's the theme song for Highlander.
The theme
there
song
can
for the
be
show.
Only one.
I mean, that's not a bad idea either.
I mean, a good one. You can have like a sword or something and a horse. That'd be great.
Hell yeah, we should have a sword. Are you kidding me?
And a horse and some fog.
You like this song, Dave? This is the way we should go?
What if you dance to Carry On by Man of War? Carry on. When life is struggle, carry on.
Look, maybe we could. This show's going to get taken down from YouTube because I keep playing all these copywritten songs, but...
Yeah, way to go. Best show ever with the Truffle People, and you get it ruined.
Yeah, well, you know, sorry about that. I apologize. I do apologize.
Dave's dark energy. Dave, you got to call in earlier with better energy.
My energy is better later in the night.
Burn some sage before you get on the show, bro.
Burn some sage.
I burned so much sage today.
Smoking sage doesn't do anything good for you.
Yes, it does. It gets rid of the bacteria in my lungs.
Is that what... Oh, man. It sounds like some guy named, like, Sweater... Like Wet Sweater. That's like his like Indian name.
You know W Sweater?
Wet Sweater. It's like he wears a wool sweater in all seasons.
Hell yeah.
Well, I went for this too and she didn't want it. I wanted to go for War Ensemble by Slayer.
This would have been perfect.
War Ensemble's also not the best Slayer song.
It's a great song though. There's a lot of great Slayer songs.
If
we're going
to do any song, it would have to be Raining Blood.
But everybody would do Raining Blood. South of Heaven?
March to the Kingdom of the Dead.
South of Heaven?
Butcher. Angel of the Dead.
It's a great song. But what about Dead Skin Mask? It's a great song. Dance with the dead in my dreams. Listen to their hollow screams. That's a great song.
Yeah, that's a, I sing that with my children before they go to sleep every night.
Good. That's nice. That's nice. All right, that's look, we should probably put a bow on this show, man.
Who is our sponsor?
Tonight, you know, Sizzle Plates is still with us right now, man. So, you know, we play the Sizzle Plates bit, and we'll have a new one next week, I think.
Wait, so we don't have a sponsor today?
No.
Yeah, we did. We played it. You missed it. Because you're fucking late.
I always fucking miss it.
If you get here
we
on
played
time.
It twice last week, but they're not paying us again.
Nah, look.
So I don't want to play it again.
Whatever. I'm starting to set expectations.
You don't understand. Like, we have to set a premise with these people.
Look, just roll that beautiful beam footage and, you know, let me hear the commercial.
Black or White's a great song. That's all I got.
All right.
Black or White, great song. School's out, bitches. All right,
that's
check it out.
That's what you should have done. Alice Cooper.
Oh, no. No, Jeff, don't let him get away with that.
Alice Cooper, which one? School's out for summer.
Does anybody else really want to take Dave to karaoke? I think it'd be really fun.
I want to go to karaoke. I all right. First karaoke song I like to sing to make everyone uncomfortable, Hurts So Good, and I dedicate it to virgins.
That's what's up.
Jesus Christ.
That's what that song's about, though, right?
Oh, is that dark I hope so. Yeah. I mean, either that or it's about riding a horse for the first time, because that also hurts, and it's awesome.
Well, Dave, what's your karaoke song, man? I'm going to wrap this show up here, but...
It's Black by Pearl Jam.
Oh, you're that guy.
I am that guy.
He's that guy, Jeffy.
I don't know who that guy is, but that's me.
He's a Pearl Jam karaoke guy.
Pearl Jam?
Yeah. Just said.
He sings Pearl Jam at karaoke.
Fucking
you just
sing
Pearl Jam at karaoke? Douchebags.
Dave just said he sings Black by Pearl Jam.
Yep. What? And then what's that song by the Toadies?
You go cut yourself in the bathroom? Jesus.
With the Toadies.
No,
is that
like worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I cut myself and sing Black by Pearl Jam.
Yep. And then Posse Kingdom by the Toadies.
You write fucking break up poetry, I'm going to come up there and teabag you. You're getting Persian goggles.
Persian goggles? What about poetry?
Sheets of rain.
Yes, yes, that song.
And you said the Toadies? No
yeah,
one sings that
Kingdom.
Song. Make up your mind. That song?
Yep. Yep, I do that one. And I do the Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads.
Damn it.
Look, apparently Dave has a slew, a catalog of karaoke songs.
I do.
I usually sing a lot of Al Green. I get up there and I'm like,
I do some Al Green.
I do one song, just one. And I do it solo, the 17-minute version.
Oh, shit.
November Rain.
November Rain. No, no.
And a Gata De Vida?
Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang.
There's a goddamn 17-minute version
that
of that?
Fun.
Yes, there is.
And I do you run out of air?
Nope.
Because I would die.
I can do the whole thing solo. And I don't know how the fuck you plan on following me with Make Up Your Mind.
Oh, well. It's easy. You just throw a chair while you're doing karaoke, and everybody loves it.
Why are you throwing chairs? This is a beautiful karaoke bar.
It's fine. It fits the song. You just throw a chair. You don't throw it at anyone.
Decide to walk with me.
Yeah.
That song, right? That's tonight. What you're talking about?
Yeah. You know.
Wow. All right. Well, I did the one song. Jeff will do a song, and then you can come in and do your whole set.
Sweet. That sounds good.
I could do a 22-minute version of November Rain.
And I also like...
I actually have a dance part for when Slash is in front of the church playing the guitar solo. I have a whole expressive dance I'd like to do.
Did you say expressive dance?
I do an amazing expressive dance.
I believe that. I totally believe that. I feel
this guitar in my loins when I do.
Ew. I don't want to hear about your loins. I don't know about that.
Dude, loins is a good word.
I mean, November Rain itself is an 8-minute song.
No, there's the 22-minute version of November Rain.
There is.
And in the cold November Rain.
I think we should make it a group effort. We should go sing it together.
Oh, yeah.
And then, Dave, I want you to throw me through a table full of cake.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, but we need Stephanie Seymour there.
We can make that happen.
And Rob can make that happen. He used to work for her.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, who?
Robbie.
Rob. Frito. Robbie boy.
No, I mean, like, who needs to be there?
Stephanie Seymour. What?
Jesus, you're so young.
Keep up.
Thanks for being...
There we go. All right, look, I'm going to put a bow on this and wrap this show up, man. What a fantastic show tonight, man. I love talking to Cornelius and Liv from Trufflin NYC. Jeffy, tell them where they can find more information so we can get them one more plug in before we put a bow on it.
You want to check them on, you want to follow them and check them on Instagram at TrufflinNYC, and then you want to make orders right now, www.trufflin-nyc.com, and you want to use the promo code PlumLoveFoods, and you're going to get 20% off.
That's a big discount.
Get on there soon. I don't know how long it's going to last. They're awesome people. Their products are amazing, and they overnight ship. So do yourself a favor. Every day I'm truffling. These people, they're fucking doing it. It's a real hustle. They're real people. It's a boutique business, and you're actually helping them grow the business. Order some truffles today from them.
Man, that was a fucking phenomenal plug.
There's a lot of energy in that. I could hear like the clapping because he was getting excited and like making his
Listen,
points.
Listen, man, I was pounding the table. It's a passion.
It was great. It was great. The shows like this, you guys, what a fun show tonight, man. One of the funnest ones we've had in a long time, and I appreciate Jeffy, you coming on and being a part of it. And of course, Dave, you. Big shout out to Trufflin, to our guests tonight, Liv and Cornelius, for coming on and making such a great show. You guys and everyone listening at home, we thank you. We appreciate it. Maybe you're downloading the program, maybe you're not. Listen, do me a favor. I haven't asked you in a long time, but if you think about it, you got 2 seconds. Throw us a rating. Ratings on iTunes make a big difference. And of course, I got a big shout out for last week's show.
Share it with some friends, man.
Yeah, let people know, man. We were part of the What's Hot on iTunes podcast last week, which was pretty exciting. I sent Jeff a picture of that. You saw it, right, Jeff? It was pretty awesome.
I know, but it was weird because it said What's Hot, but then it had nothing. There was no mention of my body in it. And that, I was like,
yeah, well,
I was like, what is hot?
Next time.
You know, I mean, or Dave. I didn't see Dave's beautiful face in there at all.
Well,
and
what?
It's just you. And, I mean, you're pretty hot. But, I mean, I think that we make you really hot.
I couldn't agree more. Dave is so confused right now. So we appreciate all the love, you guys. Thank you so much. Please rate, review, and subscribe to get this program for free. The more ratings we get, the bigger we get. You never know what happens. This show might become more than once a week. You never know what happens. Make sure you check us out next week. Thursday, actually, next week's my birthday. We might do a Wednesday show, but we got a great guest on next week, man. I'm really excited about this. Jeff, I do want to start telling people who our guests are ahead of time so I know what's coming up. Can you tell them who we got next week?
Next week is Todd, right?
Yeah, my buddy Todd, which it sounds weird to say, oh, it's my buddy Todd, but Jeff, tell them who Todd is and what he does. It's fucking
awesome. All
right,
well, Todd is a professor at Fairfield University. He teaches biology. He's a hunter extraordinaire with his family. They do some really amazing trips. He actually teaches a class on the biology of food.
Yeah.
So we're going to learn a lot next week with Todd. He's going to teach us all about the biology of food. He's going to talk all about living off the land.
Yo, and, good brother took 6 months off last year. He took a 6-month sabbatical last year, took his family to Alaska, lived off the land. How fucking crazy is that?
Fuck yeah.
There you go. Check it out next week, you guys. It'll probably be a Wednesday night show. We'll let you know on the Instagram. In the meantime and in between time, thank you for checking out Plum Love Foods Live. And remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Big shout out to Trufflin. Peace.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.